It is the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. And the money music means it's time for our money guy. It is the Golf Business and Law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And joining us, as he does each and every week, is the sports professor Rick Caro. And Rick, good morning to you. It's our first chance to have all three of us together as Pat Rooney Jr. is back in his customary co-hosting seat. So happy New Year collectively to my two best radio friends.
Happy New Year collectively to you, and I've turned over a new leaf. I'm going to be nicer. But before that leaf fully turns, I was preempted and delayed by Rosefort. Are you kidding?
Yeah, Pat.
He had the info, though, Rick. He had the info.
He
had
to go with up, him. Man. He makes stuff. I'm kidding.
Even if he does, we don't care. It's good.
In the span of about 3 minutes, Tim Rosefort dropped on us that he played in the Skins game pro-am with Phil Mickelson and that he just got off the phone with Hank Haney over the weekend talking about when and where Tiger will return. So he comes with the information, but you do as well, Rick. So
did he tell you how the first 15 events are going to get over the hump since 12 of them are title sponsored by auto financial or electronics companies? Did he tell you?
He did not. He didn't have an answer for
but
that.
But that's why we bring you on, Rick.
Yeah, good. I don't have an answer. I have a couple of bucks in my wallet that I've made from watching Rooney putt, and maybe I can donate them to the prize money.
Well, before we get to the golf talk, we got to talk about my Gators first and foremost because they defeated.
Talk about your Gators.
Absolutely, we do. We're contractually obligated. Didn't you know that? They defeated the Oklahoma Sooners 24-14. BCS National Championship game. Are the television rates?
The ratings went up 9%.
Ratings. Yeah, exactly. 9%. What were they?
University of Florida saw royalties grow to a high of $6 million last year, and they will grow more just on merchandising. So it was good for Florida. And for Tim Tebow, here is a scoop. I understand that he has applied to be a candidate for the Senate, 3 House seats and 5 Congress, 5 local county commission seats simultaneously. They're gonna anoint him as the king of Florida.
He could probably do it, Rick. I wanted to ask you about Tebow. You know, the speculation has already started. Is he going to stay or go? My thing with Russ was I would absolutely stay as long as money was not a real issue with him, and I don't believe it is. I think it seems like his family is – they're not well off, but, it doesn't seem like he's desperate for money. The upside would be if he stays, potential for another, national championship run, potentially a Heisman, run, and then, maybe laying claim to the greatest college player of all time if those things come to fruition. If he goes to the NFL, yeah, he'll make money, but he's probably going to be on a crappy team and, not playing that much. So, in terms of, I guess it would be endorsement type things. If he does stick around for next year and those things happen, no matter what happens sort of with his pro career, wouldn't he be able to kind of write his ticket as being called the greatest college football player of all time for the foreseeable future, no matter what happens with his NFL career?
There's a lot going on in that Florida-educated brain of his, and there's going to be a lot of angst. A lot will depend on where he thinks he'll be drafted with all of the advisors telling him first round, second round. Big difference. Obviously, the thought of being referred to or known as the best college player ever is something that is real and you can't buy. On the other hand, there will be, everybody predicts, and you know this, the idea of some kind of a rookie salary cap, at least a change in the whole guarantee structure after the collective bargaining negotiations get redone, and it may be as early as 2 years from now. So a lot of people are saying get in while the getting is good, at least if you're a middle or upper first-round pick. If you're not, then the whole idea of not getting the money right away is the other issue, and it probably weighs that let me try to be the best college player ever. The supporting cast, and this is you and me, Rooney, because Russ is totally not objective about this, but you realize his supporting cast is going to be as good, if not better, assuming no injuries, than last year and the year before, including all the big uglies up front. So listen, if he stays, it's not one of those years where he single-handedly has got to do it. I would love to be in his shoes. Plus, he's going to be busy because he's got to run the state simultaneously.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Rick. Percy Harvin is really the only difference maker on that team that is leaving, and it's about 99% certain that Percy is leaving for the NFL.
Yeah,
so
we told you can't weigh in on this, okay?
You are listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic with Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr., joined on the line by our very good friend, the sports professor, Rick Caro. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins Jones in West Palm Beach, and reminding you, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm.
I'm not even an
McDonald Hopkins.
Yeah, right. I'm not even going to look. I know what you're going to say. We don't have any time. I almost got preempted. Is our mentor and boss, Ken Kennerly, does he listen on a regular basis?
He's not listening today because he's in Orlando. He's probably not even woken up yet after being at the Annika Sorenstam wedding last night.
Oh, he got an invite. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to take some money from him on the golf course tomorrow just so he, you know.
Where are you guys playing? Old Marsh?
Yeah, I was going to challenge him on the air to come on and talk about how, you know, his miserable stroke, because you know that every time you see him, he's always, it's his shoulder or his knee or this or that.
Pat is quickly becoming much like Ken Kennerly with all the injuries.
Yeah, but I'm not even playing. It's legit with me.
No, but the difference is Ken Kennerly can putt.
Oh,
wow.
Always
taking shots.
Back okay?
No, it's the same. I'm getting another MRI on Wednesday, so we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. Well, the economy stinks. The first 15 events are important. Nobody really cared about Mercedes. The golf this year is we get to Tiger, and then we see what's going on.
Absolutely.
And the business stinks. What else do you want to know?
No, the golf season, I mean, you just summed it up perfectly, Rick. The golf season is all about Tiger Woods. Once Tiger returns, then the PGA Tour season officially begins. So we'll stay tuned for that. He is the sports professor, Rick Caro. He joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN. Go to msn.foxsports.com for Rick's weekly blog and podcast, and we'll talk to you next week, Rick. Appreciate it.
So I can't wait.
There he is, Rick Caro, our good friend. As always, joining us on the line, Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you.